Mr. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and more importantly, lifelong, like literally lifelong Leaf fan, and that's a lot of years. So, I've got Leafs in six, and I people will say I'm a pessimist in saying that, but you know, Montreal, they've got a great tradition behind them and a great fan base, and they've got a a team that's the underdog, and that counts for something. But the Leafs will still take it.
Okay, so just let me jump in here, because our poll question on Twitter this morning is, now that the Habs have announced, or the province of Quebec has announced, that 2,500 fans will be allowed at the Bell Centre for Game 6 because restrictions will ease on May 28th. We're asking, when will the next time the Habs actually have fans in the stands be? Is it Game 6? Is it next season? Or is it in the second round? You're saying it's going to be Game 6. See, I think it's going to be next season. I think the Leafs can walk
them. Look. I hope you're right. And, you know, you might remember, you're too young to remember, but, not for these. The last two times in the 42 years ago, we were swept 4-0 by the Canadians. So we've got some making up to do on that, and that'll motivate our team, I'm sure, too. So, you know, look, I hope you're right. I hope it is in 5 or 4, but regardless, we're going to be going on to the next round. That's what I think. And, we've got a team that this is a team more so than many over all the years. And I've heard, these discussions about our fair many years. Of course, we didn't make the playoffs, but the years we did, there was always that sense we were the team of destiny. But if you look at the talent we've got, you look at how they finished the season, how they went through the season, there's a lot of reason to believe in them for 2021.
So what's the bet that you have with the mayor of Montreal? What I'm seeing little things come out right now. I see there's some food involved in the bet. Obviously, there's the hanging of the flag. How did you decide on the terms? How did it come about?
Well, I spoke to her on the telephone, and normally I don't make bets on the first round because, you know, you can get sort of a bit boring with all these bets. But this one, because of the Toronto-Montreal rivalry and because it's the first time in 42 years, which I think really is a big deal for, you know, for hardcore hockey fans, I decided I would have a bet with her. And so it's the usual. Come on, food and beer, that's an essential. I mean, because winning makes you thirsty and hungry. And so in my case, I'm being an optimist about that. She's going to send me some fine Montreal craft beer, and she's going to send me some smoked meat sandwiches, and we'll have her then raise the Maple Leaf flag in front of Montreal City Hall. And there's bragging rights too, but and then we also make some donations to charity, but it's pretty standard fare. But I just thought it was important to be in touch with her and to tell her that we had some making up to do for some of those losses 40 years ago.
Schwartz's? Is that...
Be okay. Everybody who's been to Montreal has been to Schwartz's, and if she sent Schwartz's smoked meat sandwiches, I'd be very happy with that.
You won't turn them down. John Torrey is the 65th mayor of Toronto. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So this is, I think, the Leafs and how we can responsibly try to celebrate this run together is actually a micro of the macro, Mr. Mayor, which is, of course, outdoor activities generally are not available to people right now. Are there ways being considered? The Raptors had an Echo Beach Jurassic Park last year, drive-in style. You could watch the game on a big screen. You could be around others, but properly distanced in your cars, etc. Is the city considering anything, in the hopes, of course, that the Leafs move along here, considering anything that could get people together in a safe and responsible way?
Not as of this moment, but that is, pardon me, that's not to say it can't happen. I'm just saying that as of the moment, we have a stay-at-home order in place, and of course, it literally wants people to stay at home. And while you could, you know, theoretically be within the sort of health guidelines by staying in your car and doing what we did at some of those drive-ins and things last year, right now, we still want people to stay at home. Now, the province says they're reconsidering all of that, and they're looking at putting out some kind of a reopening schedule, which will be effective well before the end of the playoffs. And so, on the hopes that we were right, that the Leafs are going to go into the playoffs deep, and that means that the reopening will have begun hopefully by then, there's a possibility we could do some of that sort of thing. But for the moment, we are encouraging people to watch the game at home. And, if you start making arrangements to have people come here or come there, whether they're in their cars or not, you're going against that. So until the province changes those rules, we'll be standing down in terms of other activities to organize, but we're talking about it.
So we have the hashtag ActiveTO, and it's been the big initiative in the city on getting out and being active. But at the same time, the province has shut down all golf, tennis, and basketball courts. How challenging has that been working with the province and deciding what's best for the city versus, you know, what the mandates are from the province? Is what's that whole what's the last, I guess, 4 or 5 weeks been like?
It's kind of a nightmare because, you know that whatever you do with restaurants and indoor and outdoor dining, whatever you do with people able to get their hair cut or not, whatever you do with outdoor activities, including the sports that you mentioned, there are going to be some people that think it's right and other people that are very upset about it. And so, you take it kind of day by day. It is a provincial order that affects most of that. I think that what they did when they put the order in place originally was justified by the fact that the case counts, just like 3 weeks ago, we were in an emergency in our healthcare system where literally the hospitals were being overrun with people. And that was not, months and months ago. So what I heard this week, though, and I listened very carefully to the words spoken by, people in public life. And I heard the health minister saying that, these restrictions on things like golf and tennis could be lifted by June 2nd, which is the date the order expires. And then she said, or sooner. And people don't add the words or sooner by accident. I mean, they add it if they're genuinely thinking about doing something sooner. So, I guess everybody's got their fingers crossed because the health people, certainly in all their discussions with me and all their public comments, I mean, they make it very clear that things you do outside are certainly less risky than things you do inside. And so people should just keep getting vaccinated, keep following the rules, and keep their fingers crossed that you're going to get a sort of simple, straightforward reopening plan for post-June 2nd, and that maybe some good things could happen before that.
With the mayor of Toronto, John Tory, on Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, this is kind of a blanket question. Would you describe yourself, Mr. Mayor, given everything that we've been through, and people are frustrated, and we're seeing it on the text lines right now, but as we sit here today, and understanding that you're in high-level meetings, would you consider yourself optimistic that we are past the worst of this?
Yes, very optimistic. And I think the key to this has been the vaccinations. And, we've done very well as a city. I mean, as of today, we've vaccinated 1.792 million doses, which is a lot. And we're heading towards, getting 70% of our population by the end of this month done, 70% or more, done with their first dose. And then we're starting up with the second doses. And so that really is going to provide a huge degree of protection. You'll hear our medical officer of health expressing very genuine concern about the so-called Indian variant, the one that's come from India, and the fact that with mobility, even now, with fewer planes and so on, there are people moving around the world. And so you have to keep your eye on these kinds of things. But yes, and by the way, I'm a big optimist about Toronto, too. I know people are frustrated, they're listening, and people are fed up and all those things. So am I in some respects. But Toronto is, even during the pandemic, and we've had great success with our sports teams. Look at them Jays last night. Look at the Leafs going into the playoffs and so on. The Raptors had a bit of a letdown this season, but they're entitled to that after the big win. But more, as much as sports, I mean, there have been new companies coming from around the world to locate here during the pandemic. We've got all the good bones here, the good people and the smart people. So people should have hope that I think really, the worst days are by far behind us, but we still have just a little more to do, to get the rest of the way there. It's like having your game in good shape with, 3 minutes to go. You still got to get through those 3 minutes. And we've got to do that too. We've got to finish up with the vaccinations. We've got to follow the rules for a little while longer. I really do think things are going to be much better by the sort of real summer, when we get into the sort of summer months.
All right, a couple things before we let you go. You're rocking the flow these days. Are you going to keep, and we know we're under a stay-at-home order, but presuming that that lifts before the Leafs are out, are you going to keep it growing until the Leafs either hoist the cup or are eliminated?
Well, I hadn't even thought of that. But when you're in my line of work, I mean, if they're comparing you to the Queen and Beethoven, this is a better crowd of company than I'm normally compared to. So, you might want to keep
jealous.
That going
they're
for
jealous.
A bit.
I hadn't thought of a reason
to keep it growing, but you just gave me one. It's like a playoff beard. I could grow one of those too, although my beard wouldn't be much good compared to some others. But so look, we'll see. I mean, I'm certainly, the plans are when the barbershops are open. I've really done this out of solidarity and loyalty to the guys that have cut my hair for, decades, guys and gals. There's a place I've gone to for the longest time. So we'll see.
Last one for you. Who's your all-time favorite Leaf?
I would have to say it's a. I'm not sure. I haven't picked one, but I would say, and these are old time Leafs. But Dave Keon, I mean, he was always a guy, for example, who you know put a lot of goals on the board, but also won the Lady Byng Trophy, I think, at least once. And so he was a sort of gentlemanly player. Tim Horton had a lot of grit. Frank Mihalovich, Eddie Shack, I loved him when I was a kid. I mean, when they'd send Eddie Shack out on the ice, electricity went through Maple Leaf Gardens in those days because you just knew something crazy was going to happen. So I liked him for entertainment. Mihalovich was, you know, our big star back in those days. And then I've had some of the more modern-day Leafs that I've got to know, which was different. I didn't know Frank Mihalovich or Tim Horton or any of those people when I was a kid. But I do know, you know, Daryl Sittler, just as such a decent man and such a, you know, wonderful hockey player. You know, I don't know. It's hard to know. But, I mean, I'm picking the ones from the old days. I could even tell you their numbers, you know, because when I was a kid, like every kid, you sort of know all those players by heart. And so those are probably the ones I would name.